Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad to be with you. I'm glad you're here. It's like a dream come true for me, and I know that's how you feel, too. And I always get excited when Ken Lebo joins us because, as I said, folks, I was telling you about Ken and his incredible things to do on the Internet when it was just barely beyond the gleam in his eye. And that's been over 8 years now that Ken has been with us, and we've seen him grow this business, this idea of helping people find what they want on the Internet. And as I said before, he started out with 300 incredible things to do on the Internet. And now I guess it's something under 100 books or so that he's done on that, all the way from things to do to Beanie Babies to golf to one for old folks like me and lots of other things. And he's our good friend. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. And you know what? We're working on our ninth year together. How about that?
We're growing old together, I guess, right?
You're pretty excited about that, aren't you, Ken? You're all into Twitter about it, aren't you?
That's right.
How many are there now? How many books?
I think I'm over 20 now, so it's not quite 100, but over 20.
I said something under 100.
And I actually decided to write a book about blogs. Now, I held off on it, and now I'm kind of full bore on it because, you know, a lot of people think, you know, I know you're talking about politics later today, a lot of people think when it's blogs, it's about politics, and that's one aspect of it. But it's everything from the weird and wacky to politics and sports and everything in between. So we're going to show them all the incredible sites related to blogs.
Well, yeah, and you've covered that on the show before. In fact, you started talking about blogs with us probably almost a year ago. In fact, maybe just over a year ago. I remember we first started talking about it, and I know that's not the main thing that you have on your mind today. But what is the state of the blogosphere these days?
Well, so many people are blogging, and let me give you just one example of today. You always ask me about my website. I have a new one. It's very easy to remember. It's my last name. It's lebow.com.
And that's two E's, by the way, folks.
Two E's, L-E-E-B-O-W.com. And this morning, one of the things we're going to – and I put it, every website I'm talking about today or the concepts I'm talking about today with you, I put on my blog. It's one of the first entries on my blog.
Right. So
this morning I wake up and I read the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and one of the sites I'm talking about, sure enough, is written up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal.
So they read your blog first and then went and found the story. Is that what you're saying? You influenced the Wall Street Journal?
There you go.
But, that's our story, and we're sticking to it, right?
That's right. But what I did is I went to my blog, and in about 30 seconds, I put a link to the Wall Street Journal article. So all your listeners, they don't have to go searching for the Wall Street Journal. They can just go to my blog, and boom, there it is.
And if they know Ken Lebo and they're part of his community, then they've got access to that.
Mm-hmm. So the thing about blogs is it's easy to write, easy to update. It's almost instantaneous. And every year I look for something new as a trend on the Internet.
Right.
And at the beginning of this year, I said video is the thing. That's where we're headed with video. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's on the front page of the Wall Street Journal is about a website called YouTube. And it's all about video. And now evidently they're in a deal with
video blogging. So what you're talking about?
Excuse me?
You're not talking about video blogging, are you?
It's not video blogging. It's just video of any kind. You name it. Some of it.
You can that anybody can post.
Amateurs, a lot of it's professional.
And this is just being posted like you would post a comment to a blog.
That's right. And in the
couldn't that get out of hand?
Well, that's what's happened with YouTube. It's become so popular that I think. Well, the article today says about 60,000 videos per day are being uploaded to YouTube. Now, here's the interesting thing: is to put it out there. If you're a small business and you have a video, whether it's a demonstration of your product or people talking about your product, testimonials, guess what it costs to put it out there?
How much?
Free.
Huh.
Free.
What's their business model?
Well, that's one of the things they discuss about. The guys that started are 29 and 27.
Yeah, I hate those guys.
And now they're creating. It started out as in a garage, literally. And now they're creating a business model. You know, they didn't know if it was going to be popular or not. Sure enough, it's one of the most popular sites on the Internet now. and it's now they're trying to create a business model around it, which the bottom line is the business model of so many things on the Internet, and that's what Google is all about, is advertising. So you have you know about advertisers. You have to have advertisers.
That's right. That's the business model. But, I mean, so when you post and when you go to see posts, you have to you have opportunities to buy things. Is that what it like sponsored links and things like that?
Well, right now, candidly, there's very little business model out there. But this site has become so huge, literally within 6 months.
Yeah,
it's gotten so huge that now they're going to create this business model, which will be revolving around advertising. So their revenue right now is probably minimal.
Yeah, there's a guy who's going to be on the show later this week. I think it may be tomorrow. I'm not sure. Who has created? You know how people have created the opportunity for you to create a website with little or no money. You know, very very low barrier to entry, and they help you create the websites because they've got the templates and all that sort of thing.
Right.
There's a guy, and I don't have his name right in front of me, but he's created. He's a journeyman internet pioneer. I mean, he's formed a couple of companies that you would remember, but he's doing something with this. He's doing the same thing, only with TV commercials, television commercials, which is, you know, in line with the video you're talking about.
Right.
And he's actually helping people to place those commercials. Not only does he help you create them, he a $300,000 commercial, you can get done for $500.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I was going to sort of talk about, not exactly what he does, but
right.
that kind of thing for small businesses, because so many things have become basically easy to do and either free or small cost.
And the good news about that, Ken, as you know, and as you're alluding to, is that now things like that make the playing field much more level for small business owners to be able to compete.
Well, it's things that they couldn't even do 5 years ago.
Couldn't even imagine.
Exactly.
Couldn't even. I mean, you just didn't even. It wasn't even part of your decision making process.
Right. You didn't even think about it. I mean, who would think if you're small local restaurant or something that you might put a video out, a professional video, and put it on the Internet or something like that. You would never think of doing that. Now it's relatively easy to do.
Well, exactly. And it's all because of technology, the repeatable element of the Internet, the ability to scale without having to scale, you know, a direct incremental cost to when you scale higher. I mean, there'd be many times there is some cost, but it's very minor compared to what it would cost to replicate a physical product or something.
Right.
Stand by, Ken. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come. We're going to talk some more about how to use the Internet to grow your business right after these messages. 20 after, Ken Lebo is our guest. Stay with us.
For me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Ken Lebo, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. And Ken, we appreciate all the time you've given us over the years, and we'll congratulate you on your success. Ken's website is Lebo with two E's .com. Lee and Bo, just put those together and put a .com on the end. You'll find an outstanding site where they can find out about all the different books you have, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, now talk to us about. You mentioned YouTube. MySpace is another community site that's just gone nuts, but not without some controversy, right?
That's correct. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give a couple of sites that and give people something to think about, and they might not act on it immediately, but maybe in 5 months they act on it. But just think about these things, because for one thing, they're all free, and number two is you're getting your customers, your clients, whatever they are, involved in the process. So as an example, the site MySpace, which has gotten a lot of publicity because who's hanging out there are the teens of the world. But as an example, Wendy's has put a site out there. They had a promotion, and they have put together where they have 87,000 what they call friends linked into that one site at MySpace, and it's Wendy's, the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Now, as an example, if they want to, they can send out what's called a bulletin, so they could put out one little message, hit send, and it now goes to those 87,000 people. Now, what would it be in their?
Now, these are people who have subscribed to their blog.
Who have said, "I want to be a friend of Wendy's at MySpace.com."
Okay.
And now, what could that thing be? Maybe it's a coupon. Maybe it's, you know, if you come in today, you get a free drink or something like
that. Right. And they print that out and take it in.
That's right. And now, as an example, another example, Google has just come out with a one of their programs for free is Picasa, which is a photograph site. Now, you put that on your computer, but now they've linked it to a website, which is also free. So now everyone's visual. So now you have a product, you have a service, you have customers enjoying your product. What about putting photos out there? So there's so many different ways to use these things, and you can, you know, your portal, per se, might be your website. So they come to your website with one link, they go to all these photos.
So you're saying use these almost utility type of sites like Google and MySpace. They're almost utilities, aren't they? And use them to build your community within those sites.
That's right. You know, whatever it is, I mean, you know, as an example, you interview a lot of people that are, they go out and they're speakers. Well, what if all of these people sent you photos of them out there speaking?
Right. Or,
you know, whatever. I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. But, you know, YouTube is a video site. So now you have a website, you've got photos, you've got videos. And if you don't like YouTube because you've never heard of them, guess what? Google does the same thing.
Yeah.
With, you can upload videos to Google. And that's free.
So how would a small business owner make that part of their, because, you know, a small business doesn't have the same cachet as, say, Wendy's or something like that. How would we carve out our own little niche in a place like that?
Well, in your own community, you have that cachet, whatever it is. I don't care if you're an accounting firm, you know, you've got 100 clients, 200 clients, whatever the number is. You've got your own community. You have a built-in community. They're just sitting out there as individuals or as businesses, or you've got your local bike shop. People that ride bikes are fanatics, but yet they never come together related to, you know, your own store. So it runs the gamut. If it's a restaurant, what about, you know, all these testimonials that people can put out there, or pictures of having a good time at your restaurant?
But why wouldn't we post those things on our own website?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You would do, but yeah. you have to be the one. The your company has to be the company that says, okay, we have this site.
Right.
Now we want you to upload videos. As an example, in this article in the Wall Street Journal, where NBC is coming together with YouTube, they're going to have people create videos that promoting the TV show The Office. They're going to have people out in the hinterlands uploading videos like as a contest. So, you know, you've got
the world's becoming a reality show.
It is.
You know, after a while, we won't have any shows because we'll just all be living a reality show.
Yeah. I mean, think of some of your sponsors, Administaff. How many funny stories are out there related to employees? What if they video them and upload them to Administaff?
Mm-hmm.
That could become what's called a viral video that literally 5 million people can watch in the next 30 days.
But I'm going to come back, and I don't want to rain on any of your parade here, Ken, but I'm going to come back to the video thing. That can get out of hand, right?
Well, you have to have
control, don't you?
You may have to relinquish a little bit of control, because that's what, I mean, the internet is.
I know, but you have to have control. You have to have control of what gets posted.
You do, but you're at your own site, whether it's your own website or a MySpace site or whatever it may be, you are in control of that.
Yeah,
you're not gonna.
And not only for video, but for words too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for narrative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and on a blog, as an example, people do put comments. And at this point, people have either stopped comments from coming in, or before they let them post, they review them.
Right. You have to have an editing capability on all those. Ken, when's the blog book going to be out?
Probably in the next 60 days.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. We'll be able to find it at Lebo.com?
Absolutely.
And where else? Wherever books are sold?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Ken, appreciate you being here. It's always a pleasure, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, sir.
Ken Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, incredible things to do on the internet. He's the guy that started that whole thing, Lebo.com. Don't forget to check out his website, and we'll get him back again real soon. Quick break, right back with Rick Maurer, and he and I are going to talk about ideas and how to get those out there. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.